to have such a brilliant man working so diligently for us in this company. He is really taking our technology that we have within our product, Nerf 2, to the world. And no one has been, you know, so actively involved in doing that like Dr. Talbot. So thank you so much for that. It's important that you know his credentials, because he is an amazing person. So Dr. Sean Talbot received dual bachelor degrees in sports medicine and fitness management from Marietta College. His master's degree is in exercise science from the University of Massachusetts, and his PhD in nutritional biochemistry from Rutgers University. His research is primarily focused on metabolism, weight loss, sports nutrition, and human performance. Where are we going, you guys? We are in good hands, are we not? For the future of this company, we are that's so exciting. He has been the recipient of a dozen competitive research awards and has published over 200 articles on nutrition, health, and fitness. He has served as nutrition consultant and an educator for elite athletes in the variety of sports, including professional triathletes, members of the Utah Jazz NBA basketball team, the United States Ski and Snowboard Association during the 2002 Winter Olympics, and the Performance Enhancement Team for the United States Track and Field Association and the United States Olympic Training Centers. Do you think he knows what he's talking about? Absolutely. As an athlete himself, I want to brag about you. Let me take my 5 minutes and brag about you. Because he's a friend of mine, and I like to brag about people that I love. So, as an athlete himself, Sean has competed at the national and international level in rowing, cycling, and part of the Olympic Training Center Development Program in Lake Placid, and triathlon. This guy is a flipping rock star athlete, you guys. And he is in charge of our research and development. Are you kidding me? How lucky are we, all right? Dr. Talbot has also reviewed articles and served on editorial boards for several scientific journals, including the Journal of Dietary Supplements, the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. I mean, it goes on and on and on. He is the former director of the University of Utah Nutrition Clinic and has taught as an associate clinical professor in the Department of Nutrition. So I wanted to make sure that all of you guys are aware of how special this man is and how he has worked his whole entire life to really build up to what he is currently doing with LifeVantage right now as our chief science officer. And like I said, we are so blessed and so lucky to have a man of this high caliber working so diligently for all of us. And so I want you guys all to rock the house and welcome my very, very dear friend, Dr. Sean Talbot.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Wow. That was way too much.
Not nearly enough.
My mother would be very proud. How do I get my slides? Thank you. So I'm going to talk. It's a little bit warm in here. I think they just opened the door to cool it off a little bit. Okay. I'll probably talk for about 45 minutes, right? Just to give you guys fair warning for what's coming, and I'm going to talk almost exclusively about science and about metabolism. And I want to give you guys a perspective, not just for the products. You know, I'm not going to stand up here and give you a sales pitch for these products. That isn't what I'm here for. That's actually not what this business is about, which I think you'll get a perspective on. What I want to give you a perspective for is how our products are different, how they work scientifically, and why I think that this mechanism that they work by really is the future of where not just nutrition is going, but all of medicine is going. It's a really, really exciting area. I very often will refer to LifeVantage as a $200 million startup because it's something that is so new to the market in terms of how new and how cutting edge this science is that's built into all of our three main product lines. So it's really about this. It's really about stress. If there's one thing that LifeVantage products are all about, it's about normalizing the body's response to stress. Does anybody in here have some stress in their lives? Right? Why does everyone laugh out loud when I ask that question? You know, I'm just asking for a show of hands and people laugh. If you think about the stress that we're surrounded by, you know, traffic and bills and deadlines and environmental stressors like pollution and things like that, it's all around us. You know, so I could stand up here as a nutritionist and a physiologist and say, you know what you guys need to do to be healthier? You need to reduce your stress or avoid stress. You need to get 8 hours of sleep every night. You need to get your 10 servings of brightly colored fruits and vegetables. You need to, you know, boom, 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 boom. But I don't do that because people are smiling already. It's not realistic for most people, right? I do want you to do all those things. I want you to eat a healthy diet. I want you to be more physically active. I want you to do all those things that you've heard people like me say before. But I also realize that it's not realistic for a lot of people. And that's where supplements fit in, right? Supplements fill that gap between what we know we should be doing and what we're realistically able to do in our lives. So you look at things like this, and you ask people if they're under stress, and their hands go up, 80% of the hands go up. And what we forget about is the little kinds of stress, right? The little kinds of chronic stressors that are with us all the time. Things like not getting enough sleep. Things like having too much of the French fry diet and not enough of the brightly colored fruits and vegetable diet. Things like not exercising enough, right? These are all stressors, but the thing that's interesting about studying them is that stress is transmitted right down to the cellular level. It's transmitted right down to each individual of our trillion cells in our bodies, right? So, and we can measure that. We can measure cellular stress. We can measure the psychological stress you're under, or the food stress, or the environmental stress, and we can measure that in an individual cell. In fact, we can measure it even more reduced than that. We can measure it right down to the genetic level, and we can see that how that stress, the stress in the world that we're exposed to, is transmitted down to your cell membrane, or your DNA, or your mitochondria. We have the technology to measure that kind of thing. So what all of our products do is rebalance your body's ability to protect yourself from stress, okay? And it's all about this idea of balance. A little bit of stress is perfectly fine. In fact, a little bit of stress is healthy. When we talk about oxidative stress, which I'll get into in a few minutes, we don't want to have zero oxidative stress, but neither do we want to have a lot of oxidative stress. We want to have some place in the middle. People like me who study it, we joke around that it's the Goldilocks phenomenon, right? You don't want too hot, you don't want too cold, you don't want too big, you don't want too small, you want just right. And that's that idea of just right. There are mechanisms in our cells that get us to just right. This NRF2 pathway that I'll talk about and I'll explain in a few minutes is very much like a cellular thermostat for stress. So just like the thermostat that's on the wall here, when the temperature goes up too high, the air conditioning kicks on to reset the homeostasis, to reset the temperature back to a comfortable level. If it goes down too low, the heat comes on and heats up the room. The exact same thing is going on with this NRF2 pathway. If you have too much stress in the body, it turns on, it produces all these protective enzymes and protective proteins that will reduce your exposure to that stress, reduce your damage from that stress, and help you clean up the damage that kind of slips through. So it's all about this idea of balance, about biochemical balance or metabolic balance. There's lots of ways we can measure it. So if we look at stress as being sort of the main problem that most of us are facing, and let me give you a quick perspective about how damaging a little bit of chronic stress can be, right? So think back to the sleep example. How many people in here get less than 8 hours of sleep on a regular basis? A lot of sleep-deprived people in here, myself included. I should have raised my hand. We're supposed to get, you know, the human body on average needs about 8.5 hours of sleep every night in order to recover and recuperate and all that kind of stuff. Most people get how much, do you think? What's the average in the United States right now? 6.5. Yep, 6.5 versus 8.5. Big deal, right? 2 hours. 2 hours of missed sleep. That shouldn't be so stressful in your body. But there's a whole raft of studies that have looked at that as a unique kind of physiological stress. You miss 2 hours of sleep. you have 50% more exposure to a stress hormone called cortisol. That cortisol interferes with the hormone that regulates blood sugar, interferes with insulin. Now that your insulin doesn't work as well, now your blood sugar levels fluctuate a lot more than they should. When they're too high, you're not burning fat. When they're too low, you get hungry, and you're usually hungry for sweets. When you eat those sweets, they get stored more readily as belly fat because your cortisol is high and your insulin is also high. That causes some other metabolic changes, more oxidation in the body, more inflammation in the body, a phenomenon that's called glycation that actually causes sugar to coat some of the proteins in your cells. It's a bad situation. You're basically, because you've missed that 2 hours of sleep on a regular basis, you've put yourself in a pre-diabetic state, right? That's a pretty big deal. Because diabetes is associated with all kinds of damage throughout your body because of those metabolic changes. So, you know, these little stressors that we just look at and like kind of go, well, you know, a stressful lifestyle, or, you know, I'm just tired, or, you know, all of these little things that we might just kind of brush off as side effects of living in a stressful modern environment, they have a toll on our bodies right down to the cellular level. But we've got things to help us fight with that. So if you think about stress as the problem, we have a product, Protandim, that helps normalize that stress response throughout the whole body. Sometimes we refer to that as an anti-aging effect. That's what Protandim does. We have a product, a line of products called True Science, which takes that idea of stress, cellular stress balancing in a topical fashion to help the skin not just look better, but be healthier. And I'll show you some data for that in just a little bit. We have a product called Axio that specifically helps address that cellular stress in the brain, which is the computer that really helps us interact with the world around us, right? So the reason that we feel fatigued or energetic, or the reason that we feel happy or sad, is because of the brain's signals to the rest of the body. And if we can help normalize the stress specifically in the brain, we can help ourselves feel better. And then we're working on a platform of products right now. They're actually finished. We haven't figured out the packaging and the naming and all that kind of stuff. But it's to look at the stress on your metabolism. I wrote a book a few years ago where it's called The Cortisol Connection. The subtitle of it is Why Stress Ruins Your Health and Makes You Fat. You know, and so it talked a lot about the abdominal obesity epidemic and how stress is directly related to that because of the disruption in biochemistry and the increase in cellular stress. So I'll refer to some of those studies as we go through here. So that's what our product platform looks like, and the whole focus of it really is not. It is cellular stress. That's what the products are doing. But how many distributors are in here? Okay, so has anyone ever come up to you and asked for, you know, hey, I know you're in that LifeVantage company. Do you have anything to reduce my oxidative stress? No. Do you have anything to reduce my cellular stress? Right? People aren't asking for that, right? Even though we know scientifically that's the thing we need to solve in order to give somebody benefits. The benefits they're looking for are those. They're looking for an anti-aging or a health benefit. They're looking for a beauty benefit. They're looking for an energy or a feel-better benefit. And they're looking for a weight loss performance benefit, right? That's why we're trying to take our products into those categories with the underlying technology. If we can rebalance that cellular stress response, we have a greater ability to help somebody feel better, and that's what Axio does, or look better, that's what True Science does, or feel better, look better, perform better. These are the things people are looking for, and we know we can deliver that if we can get their cells to respond to the stressful environment around them. That's what I mean by this concept of best future you, right? I think one of the things that's interesting and sad about the kind of work that I do is I meet so many people who are under a lot of stress, and they've just kind of accepted it. They've accepted the fact that they feel old, or that they feel worn out, or that their wrinkles are going to be there, or that they're depressed, or that whatever. They've accepted whatever their situation is that's not optimal, and they've just said, well, this is the way it is. I'm busy. I've got a stressful job. I've got, you know, all these things going on. That's just the way it is. And I want them to realize that that is not the way it has to be. It isn't the way it should be necessarily. If your body can be put back in a state where it's balanced and it can respond or adapt to the stress that's around us, you can thrive in this stressful world. You can be healthier. You can look better. You can feel better if you can get your body back into balance. And that's what these products are all about. So The question is, how do we restore that balance? What's the secret sauce to doing that? And what have we built into these products that make them unique? So here's our systemic products, Protandim and Canine Health. The Canine Health is basically the Protandim for dogs. The True Science products, which do things that no other cosmetic product on the market does. And I'll try to show you some data for that in a second. And then Axio, which we call an energy drink because people feel energetic. But it's really more of a feel-good drink, because what it does is it kind of does a four-part, you know, one part energy, one part stress resilience, one part mental focus, and one part better mood, right? All of that is built in because of the switches that we're flipping metabolically, and I'll talk about that as I go through. So the way we do that is by modulating this NRF2 pathway. I've written about it. I'm not going to get so deep into the weeds of the NRF2 pathway like I did in the science seminar where I talked about all 20 studies that we have on Protandim. All 20 studies on Protandim are summarized in this book, Deadly Antioxidants booklet. You can go to a website called Life Vantage Tools and you can buy these. These NRF2 brochures are only available either from that website or at the science seminars. And the reason for that is that we talk very heavy duty about science in both of these. We'll talk about cancer. We'll talk about cardiovascular disease. We'll talk about Alzheimer's disease. And the relationship of those diseases and cellular stress and the NRF2 pathway. But what you'll notice is that there's no products mentioned in either of those. There's no Life Vantage mentioned in any of those. And the reason for that is the regulations around this industry, right? We can talk about the science, or we can talk about the products. And if we want to talk about the diseases that are associated with NRF2 pathway metabolism and cellular stress, we can't talk about the products. So we're a public company. We go right to the line of the law. You know, we want to make sure that we're staying within what the guidelines are. So that's why it's written that way. So you can get those if you're one of those people who wants to dig into the science. We have a great scientific advisory board, right? That was a lovely introduction that you just gave me, but it sure as heck isn't just me running the R&D division. We've got 7 other really good scientists on our team. We've got 4 really good scientific advisors in different areas of health and metabolism: ethnobotany, immunology, endocrinology, psychiatry, and veterinary medicine. They help us to sort of keep us on track. Are we doing the right kinds of studies? Are we designing them the right way? Are we asking the right questions? Are we going into the right areas in terms of the science that we're doing? We also have a medical advisory board that advises us not so much on the science, but the messaging and how these products are being received in a clinical setting. So we've got a lot of brains focused on this. And because of that, and because of how the products work, it lets us do some really interesting relationships. Here's one. We just recently set up the Life Vantage Sports Science Laboratory at Real Salt Lake. This is something that is quite literally a world-leading laboratory where we're going to be collecting a lot of data on these elite level athletes. We're going to be looking at, you know, power outputs, we're going to be looking at recovery, we're going to be looking at oxidative stress and inflammatory stress and a whole bunch of other things. And the reason we were able to step in there and set up a laboratory with these professional athletes is because we've been there for a year already with the athletes using the products. It's fantastic for me to go in the locker rooms to talk to the athletes and see the Life Vantage products all in their little cubby holes above their lockers, right? It's great to see that, and it's great to hear them say, you know, I feel like I'm able to go harder in my workouts, and I feel like I'm bouncing back quicker, and I feel like I can go hard in the 80th minute, you know, when it really counts to score that last final goal. But now we're going to put some quantitative data behind that with the blood samples and the urine samples and the saliva samples. These poor dudes were taking every fluid that they have in their bodies. But they're professional athletes, right? So we can't feel too sorry for them. We also have a fantastic quality control and quality assurance department. There's a specific Life Vantage Lab video about our quality control process. If you haven't seen it, I don't know if it's episode 4, episode 6, or whatever, but you should go watch it, because we test the quality of our products from the field to after they've been extracted into a powder, to after they're shipped to our contract manufacturers, to after they're put into tablets and a finished product. We test it at every step of the way. That's way, way, way above what the FDA mandates for dietary supplements. So it enables us to have these sorts of certifications. BSCG has been on our products for a long time. Protandim and Axio now both carry the seal of approval. We also just recently announced that we have NSF certification now for Protandim, and we'll get that for the other products as we go through. So these are third-party analytical laboratories that are corroborating the kind of quality control that we have internally. It's good to have that third-party validation. We have a LifeVantage Lab series. So I'm going to stand up here and talk, like I said, for 45 minutes about science and details and, you know, the ins and outs of how the products work. But this business is not about you guys becoming nutritionists or becoming scientists or becoming a Nerf 2 nerd when you leave here, right? Some of you might get excited. Hopefully one of you will get excited about Nerf 2, as excited as I am. And you're going to go out there, and the first person you see, you're going to just, you're going to vomit Nerf 2 all over them because you're excited about it. That's counterproductive to you building a business, right? Because you have a whole R&D team, you have a whole scientific advisory board, you have a medical advisory board, you have a research laboratory, you have a whole library of science videos that explain the details of the products. So all you have to do is press play, right? That's the third-party validation. Everybody needs third-party validation. I can't say anything that my mother-in-law believes because I'm just her son-in-law, right? She doesn't read my bio. She will send little clippings to my wife sometimes from Reader's Digest about some aspect of health. And my wife is kind of like, Mom, Sean knows this already, you know? Sean was interviewed for that article probably, you know? But I have no credibility with her. So that's why we do these videos, so you guys have credibility with people who are close to you. We just redid our episode 1, which is sort of a welcome to LifeVantage, an overview of all the products, because the original one was done before we had Axio. So we refilmed it and included Axio at the end, and that's posted now. And we have a new webinar series that is going to go live on March 4th. We're going to try to do it twice a month. And it's going to be a time where, you know, you can sign on to the web and get a 30 to 45 minute download about what's new about our products, or what's new about Nerf 2 metabolism, or what's new about cellular stress. This one, I just got an email on my way over here tonight. We put this out there hoping we would get 1,000 people to sign up, and we already have over 3,000 people signed up. So we're going to have to scramble to figure out, the platform that we have can only take 1,000 people. So we're going to have to figure out a fix to get everybody in on it. 3,300 people we have. So anyway, people clearly want more product information, and we're trying to do it as well as we can. So, you know, I just mentioned that this business isn't about becoming a scientist, right? That scares people sometimes. You know, when I, right after this slide, I'll start getting into some of the scientific evidence for our products. And people will sometimes, some people will get excited about it, some people will get scared off about it. They might be excited about the business opportunity, but they're petrified about the scientifically based products. Some people get excited about the business, about the products, and they're petrified of the business opportunity, right? But you've got R&D team to help you with the science. You've got experts in your area that have done the business piece before. So seek out those experts, right? What I want to talk to you about here is that this business is also not about trying to convince people, right? What I'll talk about tonight, this Nerf 2 metabolism, is such a new area of science. Most people, frankly, don't get it. And you're going to find a lot of skeptical people where it just doesn't compute for them, right? It doesn't make any sense that you're going to come to them with these products that induce a healing response in the body, that get the body to protect itself from the stressful environment around it. That's something that has never been seen on the planet before. We only found the Nerf 2 protein about 20 years ago. So 20 years in the scientific community is a very, very short time frame. And that idea, even though it's gaining momentum in the scientific community, it certainly hasn't tipped into the public domain. So you'll get a lot of people who are very skeptical and think that this is ridiculous. The idea that you're telling them is completely, completely ridiculous. And it would be ridiculous, except for the science that we have, right? That's the one thing we have going for us, that we have 20 studies on Protandim. We have got 4 now on True Science. We've got 2 on Axio. We have our second one on canine health just about to start. So, and we have a bunch more in the pipeline on all of the products. So there's a lot going on here. So it's not about finding people and trying to convince them. It's about finding people who see the same thing that we see, right? Some people will look at this and go, oh my gosh, if this is real, this is going to be the next big thing. Those people are out here. You people are in here, right? Obviously, you guys saw something about this that made you excited. We're looking for more of that. When I got the opportunity to come to this company, I jumped at it because I knew enough about Nerf 2, and I had followed the progression of LifeVantage and Protandim for the last 5 or 6 years, that when I was offered this job, it was a no-brainer for me to get in here because I want to be associated with this being the next big thing because I have that much conviction there. So the same thing would have happened if you were around when the first plane was going up, right? That plane, nobody thought it was going to fly except those two dudes who actually put it together and flew it. Nobody thought that the first phone was going to work. Nobody thought that Henry Ford was going to be able to roll all these cars off. And how many people have a smartphone right now, right? Did you think 10 years ago you'd be sitting there with a supercomputer in your hands, right? Absolutely not. And yet, here we are and everybody has it. Nerf 2 is in exactly the same place where we're going to look back 10 years from tonight and everyone's going to know about Nerf 2. People are going to go, oh yeah, of course I'm doing Nerf 2. You know, why would I not be? That would be idiotic to not be protecting my body. But now it's just so new that we're going to have a lot of skeptical people, which is fine. So I mentioned in the scientific community, this is a hot area right now. These are just a few of the conferences that I've talked at over the last year and coming up in the next couple of months. American College of Lifestyle Medicine, American Anti-Aging Academy, Biochemical Society. This one, the Biochemical Society in January, just a couple months ago, just last month, was the first time there's been a dedicated Nerf 2 science conference, right? And it was, that for me was kind of a changing point, right? So I've studied Nerf 2 for a while. I've known about it for a long time. But there's always been this little piece in the back of my mind as a scientist of, you know, are we overhyping it, right? Are we saying too much about it? And I came back from that Nerf 2 science conference at Cambridge University, and I went, you know what? Not only are we not overhyping it, we're underplaying our hand because it really is that next big thing. There were researchers from around the world talking about, you fill in the blank of Nerf 2 helping whatever the tissue is. So there were people there talking about neurological benefits in Parkinson's, in ALS, in Alzheimer's, in MS. There were people there talking about muscle benefits in sarcopenia, which is age-related muscle loss. There were people there talking about diabetic benefits and anti-obesity benefits and all kinds of cancer benefits and skin health benefits. It was just day after day, presentation after presentation of my own belief as a scientist being built that we're really onto something unique because I was the only one there talking about phytonutrients. My presentation was about phytonutrient activation of the Nerf 2 pathway. And when I put that up, it was completely, completely different than anybody else there was thinking of because they're all thinking of it in pharmaceutical terms. So if we think about oxidative stress as one type of the cellular stressors that we're exposed to, you can see all the things that are going to lead to oxidative stress. Stress that we all have, eating bad diet, breathing polluted air, not getting enough fruits and vegetables, all kinds of things that can cause stress at the cellular level. And the question is, how do people protect themselves from that? Right? Antioxidants, when we talk about supplements, are the biggest category, if we include multivitamins in there, the biggest category within all of the nutrition industry. Billions and billions of dollars are spent every year on vitamin E and vitamin C and beta carotene and all kinds of other antioxidants. And the problem with that is something else that science knows, but the public is still unaware of. And that's not only do those products not protect you the way you think they are, but they actually lead to more damage. And so there are lots and lots of examples. You probably can't read it from where you're sitting there, but these slides are all on my website, along with this audio recording, which I'm going to post later on tonight. Vitamin E and the risk of prostate cancer. Antioxidant supplements and the risk of skin cancer. Beta-carotene supplements and lung cancer. Dietary supplements, which are antioxidant supplements, and mortality rate. You guys know what mortality is, right? Dying sooner than you ought to. It's a really bad side effect to get from your vitamins, right? But this, you know, when I put this slide up at a scientific conference, every other scientist, every other medical professional in the room goes, Well, of course, we've known this for 10 years, right? Move on to the next slide. This is old news. But this is not old news in the public at large. This is something that most people have no idea about. And I really think that 2015 is going to be the year that this tips into the public domain. And people go, my vitamin E is not helping me, it's hurting me, and my C and my beta carotene and my multivitamins. Well, what do I do? What should I do? And what they should do is this. They should activate their NRF2 pathway. And so people ask me sometimes, why? Why are those products not protecting, and why are they causing damage? And it's probably because when we supplement them at too high a level, especially in an unbalanced fashion, what you end up doing is interfering with this pathway. I'll try to walk you through it, but it's so that NRF2 keep one pathway right here, this one, that's the thermostat. That's what's sensing cellular stress in your body. When that complex senses something that is detrimental to the cell, something that's upsetting the homeostasis, so the cell isn't functioning well or the cell is becoming damaged, the NRF2 protein gets released. And when it's released, it goes from the cytoplasm, which is inside the cell but outside the nucleus, and it travels into the nucleus and attaches to a very specific part of the DNA called the ARE, the antioxidant response element. That binding is the signal for that cell to start producing protective protein. So it produces antioxidant enzymes like superoxide dismutase and catalase and glutathione and things like that that protect you from whatever it is that's damaging you. Does that make sense to everybody? But then that same gene activation is also producing a whole battery of housekeeping proteins, proteins that will go around and clean up the damage that's already there, clean up the damage that slipped through. Because there's two main theories of aging and cellular dysfunction. One of them is the antioxidant theory, the free radical theory, where we need to protect ourselves from the damage. The other one is this accumulation of cellular debris, accumulation of damage that slipped through our protective mechanisms. All that gunk can just mess up the efficiency of the cell. And those housekeeping proteins help get rid of that. So there's a protection effect and there's a cleanup effect. And that's what NRF2 activation is doing. That's what Protandim's doing throughout the whole body. That's what True Science is doing on the skin. And that's what Axio is doing in the brain. So the future for where we're probably going with our product development is to tissue direct those effects. So we have it just like I described it, but now we know enough about certain NRF2 activating phytonutrients are more effective or more potent in muscles versus skin. So when we develop a muscle product, we'll use those NRF2 activators. Some are more effective with metabolism, pancreas and liver and adipose cells, fat cells, and so those ones will go towards a fat loss product, you know? And so we're able to use that technology to direct what sort of a benefit we want to get, but it all comes back to NRF2 metabolism. And it all comes back to this idea. Don't take antioxidants. Make your own antioxidants. Encourage your body to do what it's supposed to do when it's in balance, which is protect and adapt and come back even stronger. And we know that when we do that, we have a healthy effect in every single tissue we've looked at. We've looked at it in cancer cells. We've looked at it in neurons. We've looked at it in cerebral blood vessels. We've looked at it in regular blood vessels, artery linings. We've looked at it in kidneys. We've looked at it in every single tissue practically. And that NRF2 pathway, when you activate it, that tissue gets healthier because it's able to withstand stress. And these are some of the studies that show that. Another reason to activate NRF2 on a regular basis is that we produce less of it as we age. So as we age, we're producing less of that protective protein. We're less efficient in activating that. So it's kind of like if you had an old thermostat on your wall, and sometimes it gets wonky, and you did that a little bit, that's NRF2 activation. That's waking up that pathway. So you get that. No, it really is. I mean, think about it. You know, my 47-year-old NRF2 pathway doesn't activate the way it did when I was 20. Right? And so that is one of the reasons that I'm accumulating more cellular damage and feeling 47 instead of feeling 20, you know? If we can go in there and manipulate that naturally with phytonutrients, we can actually improve the health of our cells. We can have a legitimate anti-aging effect. So I don't know if you can see this. I don't have a pointer with me, but on this side, right here, is a young mouse and the amount of Nrf2 protein it has. And here's an older mouse right there, and you can see it has less Nrf2 protein, right? That's bad enough, but the outcome of that is that the older mouse has more cellular damage. Because it's not able to protect itself as readily, you accumulate more damage.
There's a pointer for you.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. So here's the young mouse. You can see that this is a darker band than this old mouse, which is a very light band. The result of that is that this older mouse has a lot more cellular damage than the young mouse because you're not able to activate those protective mechanisms. So people will ask me sometimes, you know, is this just for old people to do? And I say, no. Why would you want to wait until you're damaged to start doing something about it, right? It really is about maintaining the performance of that cell at a youthful level. Okay? Logical to everybody? Okay. And how we do that is with discovering what the bioactives are in these different phytonutrients. So here we've got curcumin that we get from turmeric. Here's EGCG that we get from green tea, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I have these structures up here as just representative of what we're using. If we're using a green tea extract, we're getting EGCG, but we're getting a whole bunch of other flavonoids and a whole bunch of other catechins too. So it's not really just these five structures, it's these five extracts, but we're really talking about hundreds of different bioactive structures. And that's one of the reasons we get the synergy that we do. When we talk about synergy, it's a word that I use with a little bit of caution because it's a kind of a garbage word in the nutritional industry. So many companies will say, yeah, we've got a synergy between A and B and C, and they have no idea if they have a synergy or not, because in order to study a synergy, you have to see what you get with A, and then what you get with B, and then what you get with C, and then what you get with A and B, and A and C, and B and C, and A, B, and C. Does that make sense to everybody? And unless you do all that work, which is a lot of work, you don't know if you have a true synergy or not. We do the work so that we can show you that. So here's one example of, this is an ARE reporter assay, the antioxidant response element. This is the part of the gene that the Nrf2 is binding to. And so we can measure in a bioassay, what does green tea do? What does ashwagandha do? What does bacopa do, et cetera, et cetera? And then we can measure what the Protandim blends do. And you can see I've got two blends here because we use a different, slightly different blend in Japan for regulatory reasons. But we've done the studies to show that not only are they equally active to each other, but look at how much more active in terms of their Nrf2 activation. You get a much higher peak in terms of total activation of that pathway, and you also get it at a much lower dose. That's what synergy means, that it's not 1 plus 1 equals 2. That's additive. You can get that with a lot of things. It's truly synergistic, so that this blend of 5 is more, the synergy ends up being more like 10 or 15 or 20, depending on the bioassay, depending on the cells that you're looking at. That's what synergy is all about. And so one of the questions that I get a lot is people will say, you know, yeah, I saw that a cosmetic company over here just came out with a Nrf2 activating cream. Has anybody ever heard that before? There's one particular cosmetic company out there that has a Nrf2 activating cream. And people say, it can't really do that, can it? It does, right? Because what they put in it is this. They put in, see this green line right here? This is milk thistle. Milk thistle is a Nrf2 activator. So they put it in their cream. It is a Nrf2 activating cream now. And I look at that and I go, big whoop, right? I mean, really, it's true what they're saying. We can't say that they're lying. But I'd rather have this Nrf2 activation than this Nrf2 activation. And we're going to see that kind of thing coming more and more and more. There's a whole bunch of pharmaceutical companies working on Nrf2 activating drugs. And I say, hallelujah, because as those come onto the market, people are going to learn more and more about Nrf2 activation. That's good for us, because a lot of people want a natural way to activate it in their bodies. More cosmetics companies coming with Nrf2 activation. More supplement companies coming with Nrf2 activation. We own this space right now because we have the science to show that we have a true synergy, which is really, really difficult to get. So when you get it, it's a very special thing. When we look systemically in a human body and we feed somebody a Nrf2 activator, we feed them one tablet of Protandim every day for 30 days, this is what we see. This is where they are before supplementation, and you can see a very clear age-related increase in oxidative damage or general cellular damage. This is measuring cell membrane damage, T-bars. And you can see, it, you know, an 80-year-old has a lot more damage than a 20-year-old. But after supplementation, you can't tell who's the older person and who's the younger person. That age-related increase is completely, completely gone. That is a very legitimate anti-aging effect at the cellular level. Every cell, on average, in that person's body is younger because of Nrf2 activation over 30 days. Okay? And that's why we very often talk about this, reduction of oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal effect. Oh, this clicker doesn't work, just the pointer. So what happens when we take that same idea and take it out of systemically eating it, and now we take that same idea and see if we can get a topical effect? This is what happens when we look at Nrf2 activation topically with True Science product. And what you're looking at here is Nrf2 staining intensity, the amount of Nrf2 protein in the skin. Can we take can we take skin and improve its ability to produce more Nrf2 protein? This is after 6 days of usage. We basically took skin, excised skin from surgical procedures, and put skin cream on it for 6 days. So we put three different creams. One was untreated. One was a cream that was just a moisturizing cream, just a base cream without Nrf2 activating ingredients. And then this is our True Science product, which is the cream that has moisturizing, has elastin benefits, has collagen benefits, has all of this sort of typical cosmetic benefits plus the Nrf2 activation. And what you see is a very clear increase in the amount of Nrf2 protein. So a better ability of that skin to protect itself if it were subjected to some sort of stress. What do you think is the biggest stress to your skin?
The sun.
The sun, exactly. What is it particularly about the sun that is stressful to your skin?
UV rays.
Mm-hmm. UV rays. So that UV rays can do ultraviolet light can do all kinds of damaging things to your skin. Here's how we can measure DNA damage subsequent to ultraviolet light exposure. We bomb the skin with UV light. We have the same treatments over 6 days, untreated skin, treated skin with just a moisturizing cream, and treated skin with True Science. And you can see the True Science bar is significantly lower here because what we're measuring is thymine dimers. These are disruptions in the DNA from that ultraviolet radiation. And you can see we have a heck of a lot less. So not only are we able to protect the cell at a much higher level because we have more Nrf2 protein, but we're able to show that even when we try to damage it with the most damaging factor for your skin, we can't damage it nearly as much as a typical moisturizing kind of a thing. That's a great place to be. It leads us to these conclusions. True Science facial cream with advanced Nrf2 technology boosts skin protection from UV exposure by reducing DNA damage, increases Nrf2 protein amount to improve the resistance, and fights the sign of aging through all layers of the skin. One thing I can't show you in this forum are the skin cross-section slides that show you that this works through all seven layers of the skin. That not only is the skin protected better and resists stress better, resists that damage better, but is healthier. And we're able to show that in terms of the way the cells are lined up and what their histology looks like. Does anyone know why I can't show that to you? Because of the FDA, right? Not that the FDA are bad, right? FDA does a lot of good stuff, but that would not be a cosmetic effect. That would be a pharmaceutical effect, right? So structure function claims all a cosmetic should be able to do is make you look better, make you prettier, right? So I can show you our anti-wrinkle data. I can show you our fine lines. I can show you better skin tone. I can show you better moisture levels. I can show you all that kind of stuff, which you've maybe seen before in some of our brochures. But we can't show you that the skin is actually healthier with that cross-section. I can show you this way, though. We did a shaving study. We did a shaving study in two groups of men. We had 27 subjects overall, and we had 13 of those were African Americans. And I'm going to show you data split between those two groups. Why do you think we split them? Why do you think we had half of our group African American in a shaving study?
It's
a different outcome, but African Americans tend to get more bumps, more irritation with shaving. So we wanted to be able to see if we could see the same thing in both groups. We had them use the products for 7 days. So we had these guys steal their wife's skin cream, basically. Not really. It was a real clinical study. We had them use the cleanser as a shave cream. We had them use the perfecting lotion as an aftershave. And we had them use the facial cream as a moisturizer afterwards to protect. And then we had all the two data points I'm going to show you were collected by a trained technician. They weren't subjective measurements. So what we did is this. We had people come in. I'm going to show you irritation, and I'm going to show you another measurement that measures barrier function of the skin. It's something called transepidermal water loss. So with irritation, here's baseline before they shaved. Blue is the whole group. Red is the African-American group. And you can see after they shave, they have a lot more irritation, up to high levels of moderate irritation. Because think about it. You're doing a physical stress by scraping that blade across your face or across your head, right? We're both in the same boat there. So lots of irritation after shaving. Then we had them use the three products for 7 days, right? They used it shave, aftershave, moisturizing every time that they shaved. And then we had them come back into the laboratory, and we did another baseline. What does their skin look like after using it for 7 days? And you can see it's a heck of a lot better than what it was when they even started in terms of overall much lower irritation. Then we had them shave. Didn't go anywhere, right? Their skin was so protected after 7 days that even with shaving, which normally gives a lot of irritation, we couldn't even damage it, right? So that's something that we can show, that the skin is stronger and healthier in some very important ways. Here's same kind of thing when we look at transepidermal water loss. So the skin's supposed to be a barrier, keeps certain things out, keeps certain things in. And so you can see this gets wrecked after you shave. So here's where you are to begin with, you know, kind of not quite healthy, maybe a little bit strained after you shave, critical in terms of loss of barrier function. Then we had them use the products for 7 days. We had them come in. Here's their baseline. They're a lot healthier to begin with. And then we had them shave. And again, we can't damage the skin. It's exactly what it was at baseline. And this leads me to think that it's giving us bulletproof skin, guys, right? So, I mean, really, it's something that we saw very, very significant effects, reduced irritation by 32%, improved barrier function by 28%. We had a very high response rate. So our response rate is how many people in the group got the benefit. Right, you can get a very good average response, but some people might respond great and some people not so great. A high response rate, 85 to 100%, means almost everybody is getting these effects, the same level of effects, the same degree of effects, which is bulletproof skin. Pretty good place to be.
I just want to point out that doesn't work if you use a real bullet.
Yeah, that's right. No bullets. Okay, So that's a little bit about true science. That's a little bit about Protandim. I'll talk for just a few minutes about Axio, and then I'm gonna wrap it up. With Axio, how many people have tried Axio before? Oh, good. You guys like it?
Yeah.
Okay. We call it an energy drink, and I actually think that's the wrong way to talk about it. Amen. And you know, when we launched it, we didn't really know what else to call it because there isn't a category for what this is, right? I said a little bit about it before. It's sort of, you know, one part good mood, one part stress resilience, one part mental focus, and one part energy. So the energy piece is certainly there. It's just not all that it's doing. But the energy drink category is big, so we figured, well, you know, that'll give people a certain framing. They'll know kind of what they're getting. And unfortunately, people will get that framing and they'll go, no, I'm not really interested in that. You know, I don't want an energy drink. Right? You've experienced that, yeah. So, you know, what we've been trying to do is get people to talk more about it as being a feel-good drink or a brain-focused drink or a brain food or, you know, if you guys have any ideas, I'm all ears about how we should talk about what this does. Because what it really does, if you ask people why they're tired and you actually dig down to the deeper levels of what's driving that fatigue, sometimes it's their mood that is making them feel tired. Sometimes it's their brain fog. Sometimes it's their stress levels, right? It's not just fatigue in most people. And yet, when you feel those things, you just go, well, I'm tired, and therefore it's very logical for you to go grab a Red Bull. What we're really doing is this, right? If you're tired and it's because of your mood, you might get one of these, right? Every single one of those up there on the screen is a multi-billion dollar category, and I see people just shaking their heads when that comes up. If it's stress and restlessness and anxiety and you can't relax, sometimes you get one of these things, one of these sleep drugs, which are multi-billion dollar brands on their own. If it's the brain fog and you can't concentrate, you can't stay on task, it might be one of these things, one of these drugs that is known to help people focus and concentrate better, right? The ADD kinds of medications. Again, all billion-dollar brands. And then for a lot of people, it's just what's at the convenience store, what's on every street corner. You know, it's the Red Bulls and the Monsters and the Rock Stars and the 5-Hour Energies. If you add all of those up and we think about all of these as solutions for different types of fatigue and different types of not feeling my best, it's $100 billion in the United States alone every single year, right? How many of you who are distributors would want to have just a piece of that business in your business, right? A lot of you, I'm sure, right? Because there's so many people who just don't feel the way they want to feel because of cellular stress, because their biochemistry is off in a certain way. So when we put this product together, we wanted to take the same thinking that was in Protandem and the same thinking that was in True Science, that idea of a synergistic effect of these phytonutrients to activate certain pathways. And that's exactly what we did. You can see some of these here: catechin, proanthocyanidins, theanine, DMAE, quercetin. These all work mostly in the brain on different pathways to modulate neurotransmitter balance, to modulate NRF2 activation, to modulate blood flow, to help you to flip all of those different switches that are leading us to feel fatigued in certain ways. I'll show you a little bit of data from a usage survey that we did, a 400 person use it for a period of time and tell us what you felt, right? So it was a very, very controlled study. And what we found here is that on this slide, we were asking people how quickly they felt it and how long it lasted. And so we asked them about their initial energy boost. So this is huckleberry green grape. This is red raspberry. And you can see the time course under both sets of graphs. 0 to 15 minutes, pretty high percentage of people feel it that quickly. 30 minutes is where the majority of people are feeling it. 45 minutes, you can see pretty good. So about 65 or so percent of the people are feeling it within 45 minutes. That's a pretty rapid onset of action. You're not going to see that with Prozac and, you know, Ritalin and those sorts of things, right? So you will see that with a Red Bull or a 5-Hour Energy. Those will come on very quickly, within 30 to 45 minutes. But what happens on the tail end of that? Down, exactly. You come up quickly, you come down quickly. So we wanted to look at the other side of that tail. People are feeling it within minutes. How long is it lasting? 1 to 2 hours, 3 to 4 hours, out to four or more hours. You're seeing the sweet spot here between 1 to 2 and 3 to 4 hours. So it's certainly not crashing down. It's coming down nice and easy. And so people will say to me sometimes, you know, Dr. Talbot, how many of these can I drink a day? Can I drink 3 or 4? And marketing says to drink as many as you can. But if you look at the time course of it, and you think that a lot of people are getting this effect for 3 or 4 hours, you're out a day before you're taking too many of them. So what we've found in some of our usage surveys now, after it's been out, a lot of people are using the red raspberry one in the evening, like right now, and a lot of people are using the huckleberry green grape in the morning. So most people are doing one in the morning and one in the afternoon, but you know, use it as you see fit. So the next piece of what we wanted to look at was what happens not when you use it once, but when you use it daily, once a day for 7 days. And that's what this is. We looked at a lot of things. I'm only showing you two data points. Same thing, huckleberry green grape, red raspberry. We wanted to look at mental focus because that's a big differentiator between what Axio does and what any of those other drinks out there do. And clearly we're getting a very profound, you know, 40, 45, 60% mental focus benefit. And for a lot of people, that brain fatigue really is the big problem. It's not a physical fatigue that most of us are experiencing when we get that 3 o'clock dip in energy levels. It's a brain fatigue kind of a thing, and we're having a good benefit there. This is my favorite measurement here. 45 to 60% of the people feel when they're using Axial that they can accomplish more. Right, so in the psychological kinds of work that I've done for most of my career, this would be our vigor parameter. This would be their feeling that they're motivated, right? So it's one thing to be able to energize somebody. It's a completely different thing to be able to give them the kind of energy where they feel like getting up and going out and doing something, right? So I've done this work for a long period of time of trying to improve vigor or trying to improve this motivation idea in people. And you know, so we'd do public seminars like this, and people would come in and they'd say, you know, 2 or 3 weeks into the program, they'd say, yeah, you know, my energy level is back, and my mental focus is back, and my mood is back, and, you know, I'm really feeling like I'm firing all cylinders. And we had one time when a woman got up, and she goes, she was standing right in the middle, and she stood up, and she goes, I don't know, I feel like I'm back again, you know, like my old self, and I got the energy like that guy, and I get my mood is better like that lady over there, and my brain fog is kind of lifted and I can focus again. And she didn't want to say vigor because that was the study we were doing, try to improve vigor in people and measure it in a quantitative fashion. So she wasn't going to use that as a vocabulary word. She just goes, yeah, it was more than energy, it was more than mood, it was more than mental focus. And she just went, I don't know, I just know I'm getting a lot more vacuuming done. And she kind of, everybody laughed at her, and she kind of sat down and tried to shrink away. And I went, that's exactly it. She felt better. She felt like she wanted to get up and do something. And vacuuming, fine, right? I hope you guys will do something. Hey, if your house is dirty, go vacuum. But you know, you might put that into your business. You might put that into your relationships. You might put that into a hobby. You might put that into your work. You might put it into whatever you want to do. But you feel so much better, you want to do something with it. That's what Axio was all about. So I only got two more slides. That's what our products are all about. They're really about restoring the body's ability to respond to the stress that we all find ourselves in. And like I said before, it sounds kind of ridiculous that Nerf 2 could be at the center of so much that is problematic in terms of our health and how we look and how we feel. This I pulled from a paper that was at that Nerf 2 science conference in Cambridge University last month. And it really is getting us to think about Nerf 2 as this central convergence point for transmitting the stress of outside to the stress of inside. And if we can make that pathway more efficient, we can protect ourselves from all the bad stuff at the top there, and we can get all these benefits. We can get better metabolism, we can get stress defense, we can get longevity even. There are studies that show that in rodents, that if you activate the Nerf 2 pathway, those animals live longer, right? So it's a very, very new, cutting edge, completely different way of thinking about protecting the body. And it leads us to this kind of a thing, right? Some people are going to see it, and some people aren't, right? That's the first piece, seeing that there's something new there that they want to attach themselves to. And then the choice becomes, all right, I see it or I don't. If they don't, they're off. If they see it, then they have to make the choice of the hard path, which is going out there and finding other people who see it as well. That's tough, because you're going to get a lot of people who just go, that's ridiculous, I don't believe it, forget it, good luck with that. You're going to hear a lot of that kind of stuff until you get that, yeah, that makes total sense, this could be big. Yeah, it could be big. And then you get to this, we get back to this balance idea, and there's two choices here with this business, right? And I'm going to stray away from science for a second. I've spent most of my career in network marketing, developing cool products that need a story to sell, right? Network marketing is the place where you can develop products as a scientist that are cutting edge science, that have something to be said about them, that they're remarkable in some way, that you have to go out there and tell a story about it. The problem with that is that the business can go one of two ways, right? You can sit there and you can be this person who is caveat emptor, which roughly translates buyer beware, right? That's the kind of person who's going to sit there and go, yeah, maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't work. I don't know, but I'm not prepared to make that choice. I'm not prepared to make that leap. I'm going to sit back, and I'm going to wait, and I'm going to see how it pans out. That's fine. That's totally fine. That'll be the person that gets into this 5 or 6 or 7 years from now when it's already a big mainstream thing, right? That's probably not the kind of person we're looking for. There's another way of looking at it, which is this, carpe diem. which is seize the day, right? Which is looking at that, and even if you're not completely convinced by the 20 studies on Protandem and the almost half a dozen studies on True Science and the handful that we have now on Axio with more to come, you look at it and you go, you know what, this could be big, and I am going to take a chance on it, and I am going to step into that and you know, make as big a deal about it as I can and build my business now so I can take advantage of it when it's big 5 or 6 years from now. That's the kind of people that we're looking for, right? Sounds ridiculous right now, except for the science that we have. It sounds ridiculous, except for the testimonials that we have. Sounds ridiculous, except for NERF 2 Science Conference and all the other science conferences where we're studying this and it's a legitimate thing. We need to bring it out to the public, and that's what this company is all about. So thanks a lot for being here tonight, you guys. I really appreciate you coming out.
For Axio, I call it an awesome data.
It's awesome. I love that.
Awesomeness in you.